The content is not a substitute of professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of a physician for any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello and Namaste. It's me Sisi Darial.
And it's me Gaurav Prithi.
Welcome to the CCN Podcast Episode 2. Let's discuss about today's case.
A 10-year-old boy came to the emergency ward of our hospital with a chief complaint of diarrhea for 3 days, fever for 2 days, loss of appetite for 2 days, and a single episode of seizure. On examination, the temperature was 100 degrees Celsius, had a feeble pulse, tachycardia, decreased respiratory rate, he was severely dehydrated and looked pale. What might be his diagnosis?
I think it could be acute gastroenteritis. In acute gastroenteritis, patients have loose stool followed by low-grade fever and severe dehydration, which is seen in this case. Frequent episode of loose stool could have also led to seizures and feeble pulse. I also think it could be typhoid because of fever and loose stool, which might lead to dehydration, feeble pulse, tachycardia, tachypnea, and pallor. What do you think all the differentials are?
I think it could be meningitis also. Fever with seizure can also be due to meningitis, which can be due to Neisseria meningitis, malaria, or some viruses. Or it might be parasitic infestation. Children are more prone to eating outdoors, unhealthy food, without washing their hands, which might lead to parasitic infestation. Commonly caused by giardiasis, amoebiasis, tinea, ankylostoma duodenale. Did we miss any other differentials?
I think we missed bacterial dysentery. It is one of the most common cause of diarrhea. Fever with loose stool can be also due to bacterial dysentery, though there is high-grade fever with bloody stool in dysentery. So what might be the diagnosis?
Isn't it too early to discuss about the diagnosis? We had similar differentials. So in order to come to the diagnosis, we have to reassess the physical findings and study the findings of the investigation. So what could be the doctor's investigation plan?
Doctor could have done complete blood count, differential leukocyte count, stool examination, that may be microscopic examination, culture to find out the causative pathogens. Similarly, serological tests like Weidel test, CSF examination, USC can be done.
I have the investigation report of this patient. Let's see what the report tells. On stool examination, hanging dog motility test shows shooting star-like motility. On stool culture, Vibrio cholerae is seen. Viral test is negative, CSF is normal, USC abdomen is normal. So our provisional diagnosis is acute gastroenteritis caused due to Vibrio cholerae. Do you know about AGE?
Yeah, I know something. We have studied this topic in second year on GI system. It is a diarrheal disease of rapid onset with or without symptoms and signs such as nausea, vomiting, fever or abdominal pain. It can be presented with watery, usually non-bloody diarrhea. Blood tinged diarrhea usually means you have more severe infection, abdominal cramps and pain, nausea, vomiting or both, occasionally muscle ache or headache, low-grade fever.
It can be caused by bacteria like Vibrio cholerae, E. coli, Shigella, viruses like rotavirus, norovirus, parasites like Giardia, Entamoebica histolytica, fungus like Candida, and histoplasmosis. In children, rotavirus is the most common cause of AGE. So, do you know how this disease spreads?
Eating improperly prepared food, drinking contaminated water, or close contact with a person who is infected can spread the disease. So, what might be the treatment plan?
Oral radiation therapy is the first choice and is given to all the patients. Based on the severity of the dehydration, plans are chosen among A, B, and C treatment plan given by WHO. Intravenous rehydration like normal saline, Ringer's lactate are used according to the level of dehydration. Adjuvant therapy of antimicrobial drugs is also used based on the culture report.
Some of the antibiotics used are ciprofloxacin, ofloxacin, tetracycline, metronidazole. Haphazard use of antibiotic must be avoided as it increases the risk of antibiotic-associated diarrhea. Antimotility drugs should be avoided. Nutritional supplements like vitamin A, zinc, Give nutrient-rich foods, including breast milk for infants, is must for treatment. Abstaining mother milk is not a solution. What do you think about the ways of prevention?
Prevention includes hand washing with soap, drinking clean water, breastfeeding babies instead of using formula milk, and proper disposal of human waste. The rotavirus vaccine is recommended as a prevention for children. According to National Immunization Schedule of Nepal, rotavirus vaccine is given in 2 doses, in 6 and 10 weeks of age. Let's talk about the epidemiology of gastroenteritis in Nepal.
Outbreak of diarrheal disease occurred throughout the country, mostly in monsoon season, but most of them with low case morbidity are underreported. In fiscal year 2075-76, 8 events of AG were reported to EDCD from 8 different districts, affecting 648 people in total with 4 morbidities.
In this episode, we discuss about the case of acute gastroenteritis. Thank you all for listening patiently. Don't forget to like, comment, share and subscribe. We'll be back with another episode. Until then, have a good time.